252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There's been no trouble during protests over the death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. A mother says she's worried about her kids interacting with police.
They were already scared, but now they're overly anxious. They don't know what to do.
More than half of Afghanistan's population is suffering from severe hunger, says the UN World Food Program spokesman in Kabul, Philip Croft.
For 2023, we estimate that 4 million children and pregnant and breastfeeding mothers will go malnourished across the country.
Big search for a tiny vial in Western Australia. Officials say they think a small container dropped out of a box and off a truck that was taking it from a mine to the city of Perth. Dr. Andrew Robertson, chief health officer for Western Australia.
It is a cesium-137 source, which is obviously of significant concern because of its radioactivity from both beta radiation and gamma radiation.
So if you find it, don't touch it, he says. This is ABC News. A big, intense search is on in Western Australia for an extremely dangerous and very small silver cylinder. It contains a highly radioactive substance. Officials believe it fell out of a box and off a truck that was taking it from a mine to the city of Perth. Dr. Andrew Robertson, chief health officer for the government of Western Australia.
We strongly discourage people from picking it up. Certainly don't put it in a pocket, don't put it in your car, don't put it on your sideboard. It is, you know, because it will continue to radiate.
And using GPS data to track the route of the truck. Census data says 6 of the 10 U.S. states that experienced the most population growth last year were in the South.
And that's part of the reason the U.S. Population Center is on track to shift south for the first time ever at some point in this decade. The South last year gained 1.3 million new residents. Experts say lower taxes, affordable housing, and pandemic-driven remote work all helped fuel the popularity of the South.
ABC's Brian Clark, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
No, oh, relax.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Fire.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Roll. Yeah, Carbellion from Milwaukee. That is a double shot of brand new Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice, that's still set to be released. So we got the first copy right here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Go Play God. That's brand new from them as well. Weight and Salt, Lords of the Trident, excuse me, Charlatan. Open that set up. We still have a little bit of Mother Wind, and right now let's check out the Skin Tones. This is Max Inc. Heavy.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Was it that birds fly south in the cold? Was it that we all die when we're old? We'll
Stars. That is Mother Wind from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And before that, the Skin Tones, brand new from the Skin Tones, Played in America. And that about does it for me. Rocker, you've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy out there on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.